T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Final hour of Fans in the Pro. Deuce and Zach here with you, and then we'll turn it over to Alan Waddell and Brad Lumine as we will have the coverage for tonight's game, which should be, what is that, Faraday and... Well, that's Faraday and Minnie that's playing right now in St. James and Jennings. That's who I was looking for. That'll be the 7 o'clock game. But I want to get right to the phone, and because I know a couple people have been holding for a while.
We're filled up on the old phone.
We're filled up, but I want to.
Let's start marking them off here.
Here it is, and we're going to go with Steven and Mandeville. Go ahead, Steven. Thanks for holding and calling WWL.
Yes. Hey, guys. How you doing today? Listen, I just want to add to what Zach was saying about French Lick. I mean, Indiana. The two famous people that only brag would be Larry Bird from French Lick and John Cougar Mellencamp.
That's probably true. That is probably the two that still claim it.
But I tell you what, I want to talk about Vaughn Johnson, but I also want to say that I've turned the page on that last game. We're looking forward to Monday night against Indy, and everything's still out there in front of the Saints as far as our – achieving the goals. We can still get first place, and we can still go to the playoffs. We are going to the playoffs, and we can still go to the Super Bowl. So all that's still in front of us. And that last game, it was a shame, but it was entertaining. I was there. I enjoyed it. I just wish we would have won. Secondly, Vaughn Johnson, you know, when I heard that last night that he had passed, you know, and I heard Pat Swilling earlier, I want to say something. I as a 15, 16-year-old boy going down to David Drive where they used to practice there, I used to sit out there and wait for the players to come out. And, you know, Bobby Aber was very nice. Morton Anderson was always very nice. Vaughn Johnson, Sam Mills, and even Pat Swilling, some of the nicest guys. And I do remember Vaughn Johnson. He would just come out with a big smile on his face, be willing to sign, talk to you for a few minutes, you know, before he had to go home to his family. And I just remember that. And always, those guys always left a – I mean, it was great kind of be a Saints fan. The only reason we didn't ever go to the Super Bowl, I believe, is because we had the 49ers in our division. When they had Montana and Rice and those guys back in the day when they were racking up Super Bowls. But Vaughn Johnson was a very nice, very genuine guy, and it really saddened me to hear that he had passed away such a young age, too. And I'm not sure if I did read what it was about, but I also saw he was – in the Saints Hall of Fame a couple of years ago, you know, and it just goes to show you just never know when someone's going to take a turn for the worse and be gone, because that was a couple of years ago he was accepting, you know, a Hall of Fame nomination to the Saints Hall of Fame. And I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, Steve, I mean, you know, and you figure, you know, the Dome Patrol, and you talk about those guys and what imposing physical specimens they were across the board, and two of them are gone. I think Vaughn was 57,
mm-hmm.
and I think Sam was 51 when he passed. So, you know, and I might be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure that
yeah, Vaughn I think he was 47. Number was 51. I think he was 47. I'm 47. He was even younger. Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, it certainly is a humbling moment for everybody to realize how quick that can go. And really, Vaughn's been battling illness for a while now. We said earlier he had already beat prostate cancer, and was dealing with these lung and kidney issues, and it is sad. You know, I appreciate the story, Stephen, about doing that, because I think when you go back to the history of sports, this is not a football thing, it's a sports thing. The real greats, the guys that are really great by and large, are also great people. Bad people don't it's hard to be a failure as a human and to be successful in other things. And I think, you know, I've gotten to meet Pat a bunch of times now, certainly Ricky, and you know, you realize very quickly that those guys, and Pat mentioned it tonight, you know, it's not an accident they were great. You know, that's an outstanding group of men that did great things, you know, outside of the football field. And certainly, I think, you know, it's probably the most iconic piece of the Saints organization. I mean, the Dome Patrol, you know, I think is if you look at the history of the organization, probably the most famous piece of it.
I agree with you 100%. Steven, thank you for the call. I'm going to try to get right here to Julio as well. Julio on the West Bank. Julio, how you doing, man?
Doing great, fellas.
Thank you for calling WWL.
Oh, man, you're welcome. The show's great. I met Vaughn Johnson in 1989 on Bourbon Street. I was working at a Ripley's, believe it or not. Big guy comes in. You know, we don't recognize these fellas without the helmets. And I'm amazed by the size of this guy. Got a Hawaiian shirt, smiling, sweating. It's hot out there. He's drinking a red drink. And he comes up to the counter and he says, "You got change for 100? And I said, "Yeah." So he hands over the 100 to me. I go to reach for it. He pulls it back and he says, "You're not going to run off this $100 bill, are you?" And I looked at him and I was like, and there was a short guy next to him in a Hawaiian shirt. They looked like twins. He's like, "I'm going to run away from you? Come on." It was Sam Mills, the field mouse, the two Saints that are up there now. And look, he looked small on TV. He was small in real life. But Vaughn Johnson, he looked even bigger. Now, that's the first thing, you know, God bless him. I hope he's in the Dome blowing some field goals wide left, wide right, like Tom Benson did last year. And that's all I got to say about Vaughn. God bless him and his family. Now, I want to say something about the cornerbacks. Everybody needs to lay off these dudes. They're not getting burnt like toast. You don't see people 5-10 yards away from them. They are so on top of these guys, they're getting PIs. I mean, they jersey to jersey. They tugging each other's belts. That's how close they're covering these guys. They're playing against high-caliber quarterbacks. Drew Brees ain't the only one that can put something right on the money. And sometimes you're going to get beat. But these people, the poor Eli Apple, I was defending him against the Texans. They were dogging him before he got on the field. Now, when he did something good, they all sat down. But y'all need to leave these guys alone. And, Sean, if you're listening, put Michael Thomas and Taysom Hill out there if you need him on defense. I'm sure they'll do a trick play or two, you know.
We appreciate the call.
I'd like to see Michael Thomas run backwards.
On defense? We're going to pass on that, Julio. Thank you for the call. Yeah, I love Mike, but I don't want him on defense. If it is, it's just he's in there for the Hail Mary to knock it down, and hopefully it doesn't even come to that.
And listen, you know, I've been as adamant a supporter of Eli Apple as anybody, mm-hmm. right? Eli Apple did not have a good game against the 49ers. I'd have to go back and look. I don't want to make a sweeping statement like it was his worst as a – I don't want to say something like that because I can't quantify that as being truthful. But he was not good. They targeted him.
Has to get his swagger back.
Yes.
He doesn't have his swagger. He hadn't been playing with confidence. He has to get his swagger back.
Yes.
Period.
However, from a season-wide perspective, Eli's had a very good season. I think you take that game out, then you look at the game before, you started seeing some of those chinks, right? Up until that point, Eli had played very well this season.
Yeah, I mean, and I think the defensive whole, I mean, the biggest thing that you can't allow yards after the catch. That was probably the biggest disappointment. San Francisco was able to hit him. They get paid too. They're going to catch it, but you can't let him advance the ball 10 to 15 yards, maybe 15, 20 yards at some instances. So that's what we got to stop. We're going to take a quick break here and Arlie, Kawana, Roland, and Miss Carol, we're going to try to get to you all. This is Deuce and Zach on WWL. You know what it is, and you know who it is. Fans and the Pros, Zach Streif, Deuce McAllister, breaking down a little, or at least talking a little Saints and Pelicans. Right now, the Pelicans are down 6 in the first quarter. Ooh, should have been 4. Got blocked right there at the rim, and now transition basketball, but that's another story. I'm going to get back to the phone right here. Roland in the A. Roland, thank you for listening to WWL, man. What you got for us?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing, first of all?
Doing well. What about yourself?
I'm good, man. Good. You got a great show, man.
Thanks, Roland.
Condolences to Vaughn Johnson and his family. And I just wanted to bring up just two comments. I'm going to hang up and listen. Janoris Jenkins, Terrell Suggs. I know Jenkins always had some issues since he's been in the league, but what's your thoughts on possibly bringing either one of those guys in?
I think we talked a little bit about it earlier, and in Zach's opinion, I don't think that, and I agree with him. I love Jack Rabbit, but I don't think Jack Rabbit, and that's Janoris Jenkins, is going to fit. I don't think he's going to make it down to the Saints as far as wire, you know, claims are concerned. Now, Terrell Suggs, I don't think he's going to make it to the Saints either. And, you know, when you talk about both of those players, Terrell Suggs is probably around $300,000, maybe less than that he has left on his contract. The Arizona Cardinals have already paid. His base salary was right at $3 million, so you're talking about the last three games. Janoris Jenkins has about $1.2 million that any team that claims him that he would have left on his salary. Now, if you do claim him, his next year's salary is right at $11 million, and you're on the hook for that if he's on your roster opening day. But, you know, I think, you know, the Saints would have some interest in Suggs. I don't think so in Jenkins. So that's kind of where we are.
Gotcha. I appreciate it, guys. Keep doing your thing.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
Now, hold on.
Go ahead.
And maybe you can educate me.
Go ahead.
Contracts, he's been cut.
He's right? been waived.
So his contract after the waivers happen.
If he's claimed, his contract goes
contract
into effect.
His contract comes with him. And same with Suggs.
Yeah.
Which you talked about earlier with him.
Yep.
I should have caught that.
Yeah. So his contract comes with him if a team claims him. Now, if no team claims him, then he is wipe
then
free.
He's a free agent.
Yeah, he is wipe free. But both of those players.
See, and that's no one's gonna claim Jenkins because no one's going to take on that contract. He signed a six-year, $62 million contract last year.
Well, it's only 1 year left, and I think somebody's going to claim him.
One year left, what, guaranteed?
Well, it's not guaranteed. It's only guaranteed if he's on your opening day roster.
No, I'm saying with his contract. Because you would take on his entire contract.
Which is only 1 year left. On next year, his contract, if you claim him, it's like $11 million roughly. But that's not guaranteed unless he gets hurt this offseason and or he's on your opening day roster.
Gotcha.
So you would be responsible for if you claim Jenkins for 1.2 to see if you like him, to see – you know, if this is a guy, if we don't like him, you can let him go. And you don't owe him anything.
Yeah.
You don't owe him anything. And, you know, and if nobody claims him, then the Giants continue to pay the rest of his salary because his salary was completely guaranteed.
Yeah.
And Suggs is the same way. I mean, it's about $300,000 roughly, I think, that you have to pay if somebody claims or if nobody claims it. And that would be Arizona.
Because he was on like a one-year $7 million, right?
Correct. And they already paid him $4 million signing bonus.
And, so the season was only three.
Yeah, and the season was only three.
So he's a steal.
A very good steal.
So, he might get claimed by 24 teams.
That's my point. and then people say, well, if he doesn't want to be claimed by a team that's not very good, doesn't matter.
He doesn't have a choice.
He doesn't have a choice. He doesn't have a choice. All right, we're going to go get right back to the phone. And hopefully I'm saying this right. Kawana in Biloxi, am I saying that right? Kawan?
Kawana.
Kawana. I'm sorry.
Kawana. Yes. Oh, no. Hey, look, the Saints can miss the South. You know, my name, I don't care. But I promise you, hey, I am so glad to talk to you guys. I am. And I am blind. I'm totally blind. And I promise you guys, with my dad, well, no, wait, let me go back. First of all, I want to do my sorrow to the Johnson family. Because, hey, the Dome Patrol, I'm 49 years old, but I promise y'all, I used to say, Pasquale, that was my boyfriend, right?
Nothing wrong with that.
I used to say that. Oh, no, yes, hey, that was my boyfriend with the Dome Patrol. But I want to say this here, you know, like I said, I am totally blind, and I am a huge Saints fan. I promise you guys, I am. And the thing that get me is, I mean, well, I live in Mississippi, but I am originally from Louisiana. But I already know Louisiana, everybody's not a Saints fan. You know, they're not. But my thing is, I want to talk about, I heard a lot of stuff about the game. And the way I listen to the game, I have to listen to it on the radio because I don't understand it on the TV, you know. And I tell everybody, if I'm not listening to Deuce and Zach, you know, and before you guys, it was, you know, Jim and Hokie. I used to listen to that. And that's the only way I can understand the game. But I want to say to see, and I do want to say, you know, I heard a lot of calls. Now, I understand, I think Billy, he was a few calls before me because I tried to calculate everybody. But I heard a lot of guys, you know, they want to ask questions about why this, why that. You know, why did they put a rookie on a veteran? But my whole thing is, I understand a rookie, but the whole thing about it is, it's the NFL. You know, it's the NFL, so I understand rookie, but you're all pros. You see what I'm saying? And my thing is, Sean Payton or that defense, they would have never put that guy on Kittle. Yes, I'm lying, but y'all, I pay attention. They would have never put him on Kittle if they would not have thought he could have. Like I say, I think he caught about, see, I really don't know. I'm going to say probably 24, 25 passes. I really don't know. I know it was about in that area. But my thing is, you know, you want to say, hey, the Saints still lost that, but that's what come I say. We have a lot of Saints fans out here. I don't think they're really true Saints fans. And the thing about it is, with you guys, I appreciate the fact that y'all do the good with the bad. If the Saints mess up and they do something wrong, yeah, y'all talk about that. See, that's the kind of stuff that I like. But, you know, you have these other people, if the Saints, say, you know, we go, what is we, 10-3. If we would have been 13-0, we would have had everybody on our bandwagon. But soon as we would have lost one game, like we done doing the Super Bowl, well, after the Super Bowl,
yeah,
everybody will talk about it.
Well, and you know, listen, it's the nature of fandom, first of all, right? I mean, that's the nature of that environment of being a fan, and I accept that, and that's okay, right? That's passion comes out in different ways for different people, right? And I totally understand that. And I think ultimately, if you're a player, you have to really appreciate that to an extent, because it's why you have so many people that are paying to watch you do it. Right. And yet I think sometimes for Deuce and I, it's less about saying, hey, you're not allowed to think a certain way. It's an effort to educate, to help people maybe understand better and maybe think more, I don't even want to say rationally, but more educated as to what the realities of those situations are. So if you come on and you say, hey, you shouldn't put a rookie on George Kittle, well, that ignores the fact that he had been targeted, Chauncey had been targeted covering George Kittle twice and hadn't given up a reception yet. Right.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Or that, you know, the coverage is fine. There's not a problem with the coverage. There's a little bit of a problem with the execution. And in the NFL, there are good players on the other team that are also making good plays. And sometimes it's not necessarily somebody's failure. It's somebody else's success.
Ms. Koala, thank you for
getting
it.
Yes, you're right. You are correctly right. And I want to say this. Can I please say this?
Go ahead.
Y'all have to say tomorrow. Y'all have to say, go Oak Grove, Louisiana. We got to beat White Castle.
Oak Grove, that's in the championship. Oak Grove got White Castle tomorrow at noon.
And the one person we got to, y'all got to say, go Keenan Caldwell. That's my nephew. And yes, I got to tell him, love is Kawana. Yes.
You got it in for him. Thank you for listening to us.
I love you guys.
Thank you, Ms. Koala. So
thank you. That's pretty cool right there. And she pulling for Oak Grove, White Castle versus White Castle.
First game tomorrow. Yeah, and that's all on WWL tomorrow.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
That should be a pretty good weekend with those championship pretty scores. Good. We've been trying to get that Faraday mini score, but we hadn't been able to get it yet. Hopefully, I know Allen and those guys, they'll have it for sure. But we're going to go ahead and take a break, and then when we come back, Joe from Marrero, you'll lead us off with that first call. This is Zach and Deuce on WWL. Welcome back to Fans in a Pro. Deuce McAllister, Zach Streif.
Janet.
You hear her rocking out. Janet J. Can still give you a little oomph there.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Well, yeah, I mean, we being professionals there. Joe, I told you were leading off. Joe Marrero, how you doing, my man? Joe, thank you for calling Fans in a Pro.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Everything good.
Yeah, man, I'm calling. You got a lot of so-called Saints fans calling, and it just sounds like what they want to do is send us back to where we ain't winning nothing. You know what I'm saying? To me, Janoris Jenkins is garbage, man. We was torching Janoris Jenkins every time we played against him, and we don't need no Janoris Jenkins. And they talking about number 22 handling his business. And if they talking about he a rookie, but if that was the case that he shouldn't have been a rookie up on this player, then Marshawn Lattimore would have never got his fame and stuff like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. First of all, it's not like we're putting a rookie that has not played well all season. CJ's had a great rookie season. He's played very well for the Saints this season.
I'd rather him over on P.J. Williams.
Well, and here's the thing. Again, Joe, listen. To me, it's more about they made a play. They made a good play call to the end of the defense. Okay, the 49ers made a good – it's essentially a man-lock beater out of bunch. They get man. They get lock in the coverage. It's a very hard route for anybody to cover, right? So the first down is happening. There's a mistake. They make a good play. It's just I just don't see the need to blame somebody for it.
Man, look, it was a good game to me. The same time that they business at the end, they lost by a point. That two-point conversion that they went for, it don't mean nothing. Everybody talking about we scored too early, but we was down by 5 points. So we had to do what we had to do to get to where we had to go to all that. The defense just didn't hold up on the end, but it was a good game. And I guarantee I'd rather us lose this game now than when we see them in the playoffs, because we're going to have that on our mind and we're going to get rid of
them. I agree with you, Joe. Thanks for giving us a call. I mean, hey, look, you know, at the end of the day, we just didn't play well enough. Across the board, really, in some areas. I mean, you go back and look off from an offensive standpoint, you know, they'll tell you, there were opportunities for them even to close out drives. There's really two drives that they could have closed out. They ended up having to kick field goals, and they'll tell you then, man, that should have been seven. I mean, they really had that San Francisco defense on its heels. So you'll get a chance. You'll get another shot. You just got to take care of your business. You take care of your business, and you'll get a shot. Moving a little focus to this upcoming Monday night game. This upcoming Monday night game, primetime opportunity for those guys to be able to show and prove and bounce back. And in my opinion, you're playing probably a top five offensive line.
Yeah.
In the NFL.
Yeah, I think so.
And so the challenge will be, can we stop the run? That'll be the biggest challenge. You know, you talk about a group that has been able to just really dominate and take over some games with their offensive line, that is this group. And so if our defensive front can hold up against this unit, you know, we've been able to do it really against any team. We've had now, you know, there's been some spurts where you've had bad games, but I don't think that you'll see nearly, and I do like Frank Reich, but Frank Reich doesn't have the weapons that they necessarily have in San Francisco on this squad as far as Indianapolis. But I think you'll see some shifts. You'll see some motions. He'll try to use some of the misdirections. Hopefully the Saints are better equipped and prepared this week. But you're going to get a physical offensive line. And, Zach, I want you to come in on that.
Yeah, I think there's a pretty strong argument that Quentin Nelson is the best offensive lineman in football right now. And if you're not going to argue that, you can definitely say he's one of the top two or three run blockers in the National Football League. He's an absolute road grader. And the issue with that for teams, and if you're a Saints fan and have been for a while, you remember what it does to have a guard that can drive somebody 5 yards off of a football, because we had two of them at one point. There's a reason we led the National Football League in rushing yards in 2009 and 2011, and that was Carl Nix and Jahri Evans and their ability to dent a defense. And going into this football game, even more interesting, because you've just lost two starters on your defensive line. And so you're going from, you know, a position where you've said all year, man, we've got all this depth.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly your depth is dented, and that does a couple of things. One, you're losing two guys that you've identified as two of your best four, mm-hmm. right? The other thing that you've done is the guys who were depth are now expected to start and play. And the last thing is every person on that line is now going to be asked to play more snaps. And so, you know, with the running game, we talk about it on the broadcast all the time, it's body blows,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, you know, it's hard to throw a knockout punch to the stomach, right, on one punch early in a fight. But it does happen.
I can recover from that
in
most
9,
of the time.
10, 11, as you start getting tired, those blows become more and more difficult. And so I think the challenge for the Saints, especially early in this football game, is to be really good on third down, and get off the field and keep that play number down. The Saints offensively holding on to the football, playing that game of time of possession that they've done so well this season, because I do think that there's something to be said there for a guy like Shy Tuttle, who I think we both feel like has wildly outplayed the expectation that some people, you know, had for him. And yet he's going to go from playing, you know, 20 snaps a game, maybe 25, to maybe 45 or 50 snaps a game. And that's a big difference. And so I think there's something to be protected there. And like you said, with a line that's that good, with a team that's going to come off the bus and want to run the football, I think it is it's a big test, I think, for the front seven. And again, especially if we're still without Kiko and AJ at the linebacker position.
Yeah, and AJ's practiced in a limited capacity. Kiko has not practiced this week. Also, Von Bell has not practiced this week. And Andres Pete has not practiced this week. I know Cam Jordan has been limited participant. Teron Armstead has been limited participant. And Patrick Robertson is the other player that has not practiced this week. AJ Klein, Zach Lyon, and Drew Brees showed up on the injury report today, but he was a full participant. He's been wearing that sleeve compression, arm sleeve on his arm. It was the hit on the nickel corner blitz that he took, where it was one that was knocked down. I think it was Alvin right there in the middle of the field. That's when he got hit on the elbow. But, I mean, overall, he's going to be fine and he'll be ready to play.
Yeah, we did kind of catch that, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's hard with Drew because he has so many of those kind of like
– ew.
He has those little hitches that he likes to do,
mm-hmm.
and one of them is kind of raising the shoulder and grabbing mm-hmm. the pads. But, yeah, you could tell a little bit that might have –
well, and we even talked about the Marcus Davenport. It looked like he had gotten, you know, just the shot almost, and he goes straight down, and I thought it was Achilles – but it ended up being a foot injury, and he's lost for the season. So, Saints, you're going to have to show a little depth. We're going to wrap up here. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to wrap our final 10 minutes with you before we turn it over to Alan Waddell and Brad Lumine to get you ready for tonight's last high school championship game. This is Deuce and Zach on Fans and the Pro. Zach, you got all the Christmas stuff done, man? I know you started at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think I'm finished.
Hold on. You think you finished. You know you finished, or you just think?
You know how you're
going to grab one or two, you see something.
Yeah, and not to mention, my brain functions like partially some of the time. So I could very well be forgetting something, but
somebody going to send you a sale opportunity?
All the big stuff is
done.
For sure done, yeah.
I mean, somebody send you a sale. We running a flash sale, Zach. We calling your name. You gonna go after?
Maybe. Maybe, if it's good enough.
I can't allow you to break the tradition. Even though I didn't go about your normal format, and most you listeners can tell, Zach allowed me to run the show a little bit. I actually took over the big seat today, and so I told him, man, I tried to send him home. He's under the weather, but he wanted to hang out with me. I tried to send him home. Man, I got this, man. Go ahead. And so, but I got to ask you like you always do on Friday. We heard the music. Give me your score.
Yeah.
Or at least thought predictions on the game. And give me a score. Will the Saints win?
Yeah, so I think it's a big I don't even want to call it a rebound game. I think that this defense will respond the right way to the 49ers game. You know, this is a game that I really think that the skill set of the 49ers really – I think it's a good matchup for the Saints. I think that we can play with them in the running game. There is some concern there with some of the depth, but I think the Saints have enough good players in that front to play with them in this football game. I think the secondary bounces back after last week, and they just don't have the weapons on the outside you know, that I think you need to be successful against the Saints defense. So I'm going to go – I think the Saints offense continues to be effective. I'm going to say 35 – to 21. And that's a big range for me to guess in an NFL game.
That you're not far off of where I was thinking. I was thinking 35 as well, but I only had them scoring 17 points. And so I do like the Saints again. I think it's, you know, regardless of the guys that are hurt defensively, they'll figure it out. They'll find a way, you know, whether it's some of the new guys that they signed this week, or, you know, you may get a player or two activated, and the Saints don't have to activate anyone off of the practice squad until Sunday. Is that correct? Just because they play Monday. I think that is correct. I don't think they have to do it Saturday. I think it's Sunday when they have to activate a player. So I like the Saints 35-17 in this matchup. Big bounce back opportunity, and we'll see. Should be a lot of fun.
I'm excited for it. Yeah, and sure. I'm excited. Listen, tomorrow night we got the Saints Super Bowl reunion.
Correct.
I'm going to be emceeing that with Fast Freddy.
You hope.
Which I told Mike Ornstein, asked me to do that. I said, yeah, it's like asking me to sing happy birthday at my own birthday party. But I'll host the event.
You're
sure.
A member, and you've got
to
host.
And I got to work.
They're putting you to work.
Yeah, I got to work.
How do you love that? All right. We got the All-State Sugar Bowl Football Prep Classic coming up here next. Alan Waddell and Brad Lumenay will get you caught up on the earlier games as well as this game here at a 7 o'clock game. Thanks for listening. All the Texers, callers, you guys are outstanding. Zach, send us home.
What do you want? You want me to do a little send-off?
Just all right, goodbye.
Goodbye. We will see you all or hear from you all Monday night in the Superdome. Saints, Colts, Deuce, thanks for taking the board tonight, buddy.
No doubt, my brother. You guys be safe.